From NPR and WBUR, I'm Indira Lakshmanan. It's Here and Now. So if you're nostalgic for the comic strips that used to be in your Sunday paper, you are in for a treat this weekend. Hundreds of newspapers across the country will include a special insert to celebrate the 100th anniversary of King Features, the comic strip syndicate. A. David Lewis is author of American Comics, Literary Theory and Religion, The Superhero Afterlife, and he is a scholar of comics. He's here with us right now in the studio. David, welcome.
Hi, Indira. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming in. So what can people expect to see in this special comics insert this weekend? And I have to start by saying, as a kid, every Sunday, that was the first thing I went for, was grabbing the colored comics section. I loved it. And I do sort of feel like as we stop subscribing to newspapers, we miss that.
Yeah, I mean, and it appeals to kids, certainly, because the chief power of comic strips, of comic books, is appealing to two channel systems in our brain, appealing to both the verbal and the visual. Now, kids glom onto that because they're still building those systems in their brain. But as we get older, we can start to do more and more sophisticated things with that. We may not look to do that unless we're presented with it, which is why this 100th anniversary supplement is pretty exciting.
So which are the specific comics that don't exist anymore that we are going to see this weekend?
Well, we'll probably see some Flash Gordon back when comic strips could be adventurous and dramatic. I think we're going to go all the way back to The Yellow Kid, which was among the first comic sensations by Richard Occult. And in fact, had something of an industry war fought over it between Pulitzer and William Randolph Hearst about getting that strip specifically in their newspapers. We'll also look back at classic Blondie, most likely, as well as a few of the more recent King Features syndicated works that are still in a number of newspapers today.
So we'll see some Crazy Cats, some Popeye, Prince Valiant, those kinds of things.
Oh, without question. And I think the things that will be most surprising are just those non-comedic comics. I mean, comics is a little bit of a misnamed medium, right?
Right.
Because there is a great deal and a rich history of drama, romance, crime, noir that appeared weekly and was people's major dose of those things during the week.
Well, part of the reason this is dying out, though, is because so many people are getting their newspapers digitally and there isn't a sort of digital comic section that pops up. And I'm wondering, does anybody read the comics in the paper anymore?
Well, true enough, there isn't a digital comics section, but web comics are becoming quite popular and quite large. We hear about, in movies, people applying the Bechdel test, and that comes from Alison Bechdel's Dykes to Watch Out For comic, which is now appearing online. But to your earlier question, are we losing something? Are we missing something? I think to some degree we are. There's an argument that we're a visual culture, a more visual culture these days, but this was the key visual input for a culture before us, so the historicity is quite important.
A. David Lewis, he's the author of American Comics, Literary Theory and Religion, The Superhero Afterlife. David, thank you so much for speaking with us, and I know what you are going to be doing on Sunday morning, just like me.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. You're listening to Here and Now.